Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up over 0.3% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are firmer after recent weakness with the U.S. 10-year yields off around 3 basis points at 1.75%. The dollar is softer versus the euro and sterling, firmer versus the yen cross. WTI crude is higher, precious and industrial metals are mostly higher, thermal coal was lower in China. Bitcoin is firmer, but the majority of cryptocurrencies are in negative territory. Asian equities were mixed overnight with COVID concerns weighing on Japan and Greater China. European markets are higher with technology, reopening stocks, and cyclicals all doing well. Some positive sentiment said to be flowing over from yesterday's bounce in the Nasdaq. Nothing at all incremental in Fed Chair Powell's prepared testimony, which was released post-close on Monday, for his nomination hearing on Tuesday. Powell noted that the economy is expanding at its fastest pace in many years and that the labor market is strong. In macro data overnight, Australian trade balance came in below consensus while November retail sales were stronger than expected, but notably this was before Omicron hit. Italian November retail sales and Spain November industrial production also beat. On the U.S. macro calendar today, December NFIB Small Business Index. The near-term focus remains on this week's U.S. CPI data. In corporate news from overnight, Intel confirmed the appointment of David Zinsner as CFO. Zinsner most recently served as CFO at Micron Technology. The New York Post reports Apple is in talks to broadcast Major League Baseball games. And in Europe, a couple of names trading higher after positive trading updates. In London, Darktrace was close to 20% higher after a half-year update and a full-year guidance upgrade. In Germany, Delivery Hero was more than 5% higher after saying it expects the food delivery business to break even in H2 of 2022. And in Finland, Nokia was up more than 2% after providing full-year 21 net sales guidance of around 22.2 billion euros within its previously provided 21.7 to 22.7 billion euro range. A rather directionless Tuesday in APAC as Asia equities finished mixed. Japan markets fell over concerns around its growing COVID outbreak. Greater China was also lower as more cities and districts were placed into lockdowns. Australia finished lower. Korea spent most of the day in the red before finishing flat, while Taiwan maintained positive momentum from yesterday's session. Southeast Asia was mixed. An article in Xinhua cited a State Council announcement that China will accelerate the implementation of major projects outlined in the 14th Five-Year Plan for Social and Economic Development with expanded investment. The announcement reiterated that China should give higher priority to stabilizing economic growth. And in regional central bank news, Singapore's MAS is likely to come under pressure to tighten monetary policy as tax rises loom. The Philippine central bank chief said he sees no rate hike in H1 of 2022. And Thailand's central bank governor said the nation's economy will take a 0.3% hit from the impact of the Omicron variant. COVID continues to cause issues as China announced further lockdowns. Hong Kong barred transit passengers from its international airport and shut junior schools. And Japan said it would extend its border restrictions for foreigners for another month. European equity markets are trading higher early in their session. In an interview with Il Sole, ECB chief economist Lane tried to de-emphasize the focus on recent Eurozone inflation data and highlighted his assessment is inflation will fall this year and settle below the 2% target in 2023 and 2024. Lane did not think it will meet the criteria to raise rates this year and said it will need to see sufficient progress in underlying inflation to hike rates. And on the COVID front, Reuters noted that several European countries are cutting quarantine periods to ease conditions for infected staff to return to work. And an article in the Financial Times discussed the economic impact from Omicron and highlighted Prime Minister Johnson's decision to ride out the more infectious wave in the UK and saying it might turn out to be the right decision. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, January 11th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.